for that. Okay, first off, let's welcome to our program Tamara Fatemi-Body from WPSU Public Broadcasting at Penn State. And Tamara, first off, good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Scott. I'm happy to be here to talk about the Multicultural Children's Festival.
All right, now, folks, transparency alert, Scott here. I have been a WPSU supporter for a lot of years. I've got a number of friends over there. Sometimes, when they do their fundraising, either for radio or television, they call me up, hey, Scott, come over, get some free pizza and help us out. Yeah, sure, no problem. So I go over there and I help them with their fundraising and so on. So transparency alert there. Although, Tamara, I don't think you and I have ever met. Have we ever met? If so, I don't recall.
I think we did one time, maybe the first time I did Television Pledge, I worked with you, but it was a few years back,
okay.
So it's been a while.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get some background to you, because you have a special event, not this weekend. Easter weekend is Easter weekend. A lot of things going on. But next weekend in the neighborhood, a multicultural event, primarily, I guess, for children, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But first off, tell us something about yourself. Tell us something about your background. You know, what exactly do you do for WPSU? All right, tell us something about Tamara.
Okay, well, I'm the events manager for WPSU. I've been there about 10 years now. Prior to that, I was a program coordinator for a little human service agency in town called Global Connections, and I was with them for about 7 years. So I've been in kind of the helping connect people realm for a very long time, and I'm also the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging chair for Penn State's Diversity Council through outreach and online education. So I work in the field of diversity and multiculturalism quite a bit.
All right. Now, this event next weekend, let's kind of set the table. What, sort of the who, what, where, when, why, how. Okay. What is this event? Where, when? Give us some of the particulars.
Sure. This is the third year for this event in this iteration. Back when I was with Global Connections, it was held at the high school for about 20 years, and I helped coordinate it then. But then when I came to WPSU, I think the festival kind of stopped for several years, and I really thought WPSU was a perfect manager for this and to bring it back to the community. So we had it planned for bringing it back in April of 2020, and we all know what happened then.
Oops.
So, yeah. So the first one we held was actually back in 2022. We managed to get one in that spring. We had about 800 people come out to the Outreach Building in Innovation Park, so it was a great success. Last year in 23, we had about 1,200 people come out, and what we heard from everybody was, it's really, really crowded in here. You need a better space. This is just too tight. And so we did. We have now partnered with SCASD, State College Area School District, and a group of teachers at the high school, and the venue will be the high school this year on Saturday, April 6th, from 10:30 to 2:30. We would love it if you would register to let us know you're coming, but if you haven't and you find out that you've got some time that day, just come on out. You know, we're not going to turn anyone away. We just would like to have a rough idea of how many people are coming out. A lot of new things this year. First of all, because of the new space, we were able to bring in even more tables, and every table represents a different culture. And some cultures have more than one table. We also have a beautiful auditorium at the high school. There will be cultural performances going on all day long, singing, dancing, guitars, drums. Some of the well-known groups that are coming out would be like Tiernanog, the Irish step dance groups. We have Roots of Life coming, which is the African drum and dance, and then several other groups who are coming out, some Mexican dancers, Central American, South American guitar duo. I mean, just so many people. Some great music, some great performances. And then the new thing this year, the other thing we had heard from families was that there's no food here, and I'm here for like 2 or 3 or 4 hours, and my kids get hungry. We had a little trouble with that out in Innovation Park, getting permission to have food trucks come in. But now that we're in the borough, we will have food trucks at the festival. So we're very excited to be able to offer that.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
The Iron Head has signed up. You got food trucks. All right. There we go. Very nice.
No, we've been to each of the last two events. We have a kiddo who is, eight now, going on nine. And it's neat to see the different performances, but it's also neat for the kids to be able to, learn a little something, work on some either arts and crafts or create some music of their own. And I think that's, having that, hands-on experience, I think kind of helps that learning process for the youngsters.
Absolutely. And, we hear from the parents that they learn a lot as well. You know, the kids are learning, they're doing fun things. They're learning, like I like to say, by osmosis. They don't realize they're learning. It's just happening because of what they're seeing and doing, as kids. But the adults, on the other hand, are learning, intellectually, they're learning a little bit more as they move through the day and they visit the different tables and they talk with the different people from different countries and cultures. I think it's a win-win for everyone. And the people who actually staff the tables to share their culture or their background with the public, they get a lot out of it too. And that's why they come back year after year to do it again.
Sure. Yeah, no, it is. It's a really neat event. If you've not been, I did not realize about the new space. And anytime you add food to anything, I get more interested. So I'm
that figures.
I'm even more excited about this year's event.
You're still on your barbecue bender from Kansas City. Know. Yeah, okay, we got you figured out. So this is the third. Now, again, Tamara, you mentioned years ago this was going on, and then it kind of stopped, and you and some other folks kind of resurrected, I guess, this thing over the last 3 years. And it sounds like from the you tossed out some numbers there, this thing's been growing boom, boom, boom over the last 3 years. Would that be correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, like I said, I was with Global Connections for about 7 years, and during that time, I was the program coordinator, so I coordinated the event in conjunction with the director at the time, Merrill David. But when Global Connections kind of went in a different direction, the festival kind of fell by the wayside. So there were several years there where the festival didn't happen at all. So I went back to the folks who were trying to resurrect Global Connections and said, if you guys aren't going to do the Children's Festival, I think WPSU could do a really great job with this, and it really fits our mission, as an outreach service of Penn State to do this. And they said, yeah, go for it. We're not planning to do it again. So that's when we started planning the festival. And, with all the resources we have, not only as a television and radio station to promote the festival, but as a part of Penn State, we have multicultural student groups at Penn State. And then the biggest group that comes in, though, to be honest with you, is the community members here in the State College area. So many of the tables are put together and staffed by people who live here in the area and have for, decades, who just want to share their own culture with the community.
Now, you and I kind of communicated a little bit, obviously, to set up our interview, all right? And I mentioned to you, and I've mentioned this on the program, that, we look at the things that divide us. And it's culture. It's all about culture. It's not race, folks. It's not race. We're all human. We're all on the same team. And so when Tamara, the first time I saw multicultural, like a promo that you folks were doing, I think by email, I'm like, yes, that gets it, okay? Although if you mention a different table for different cultures, Tamara, you could have tables stretching all the way to Beaver Stadium. How many cultures, just an open-ended question, how many cultures are out there? How many cultures, do you have a count on how many are going to be represented at this event next weekend? How many?
Well, you're absolutely right. cultures in general are infinite because we all have multiple cultures that we live in every day. You know, race is a social construct. We all learn that in school, that, you know, we're all the human race, and the amount of melanin in your skin is the only thing that makes you different, you know, or some characteristics based on where you live or your family history. But you're right. We're all the human race. Race is not the thing we want to talk about. It's culture. And, you know, you have cultures from different countries or different regions of the world, but you also have cultures based on other things, you know, whether you're LGBTQ, whether you have a disability, whether you have a neurodiversity. There's so many things that make up culture, and everybody has an intersection of multiple cultures. So this is the fun thing about it. Yes, you can have as many cultures as you can think of, but what we have is about 23 tables right now, but that number is growing. So there will be, well, let's say 23 cultures represented. Some cultures have multiple tables. So there's a full day of activities for families to engage in, along with all the performances you want to watch, and along with those great food trucks. And I want to say, too, that, you know, partnering with the school district has just blossomed and bloomed this event like you wouldn't believe. We have so many plans in place for next year and the year after that we kind of got a little bit of a late start on the partnership. So we didn't get as much done this year as we know we can do starting next year. This event is going to grow. We're thinking, just based on the numbers that we've seen the last 2 years and the fact that this is opening up so much, we're expecting more than 2,000 guests to come out that day, and possibly even more. You know, we will hopefully be very pleasantly surprised by the number of people who come out. We hope we don't outgrow this space too quickly.
Now, Tamara, I'm going to play dumb here because I do it really well. You mentioned neurodiversity. I have no idea what that means. What is that? What is that?
Well, it's people who learn and think in different ways than the general population. It might be someone on the autism spectrum. It might be, you know, somebody who's literally a genius. There's all sorts of neurodiversity. So it's the way you think and react to people and you interact with the world that's a little bit different than the average person.
Well, and I'm trying to be more tolerant because there are some that are so deficient in that area that they're actually Michigan football fans. And now we're not going to have a table devoted to that, are we?
No, we don't have a table for them.
I mean,
no.
Okay, because that culture is...
No, I don't think so.
Pretty tolerant, and I'm understanding of a lot. But, I mean, that culture... None of us can really get our head around. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, you know, being in Penn State, firmly in Penn State territory, we would have to say no to that.
I think that's
culture.
Yeah. Other than that, everybody's welcome.
Or could you just hang out at the food truck, okay? You'll be safe hanging out at the food truck.
Just saying.
All right. I know, Tamara, do you have a favorite table? What's one you're absolutely, maybe you're manning a table. What's your favorite?
Well, I would be staffing because I'm a woman, Scott, but...
I'm not going there, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. But I have to say that there is one table that holds a special place in my heart because my multicultural family is... American and Iranian, because my husband is originally from Iran. So a group of local residents who've been in the State College area for about 45, 50 years... staff that table. So I would say the Iran table is my personal heart favorite, but some of them are just like the Chinese table is fascinating. Again, you know, those folks are local community members and they do such interesting and fun things. And this year their theme is the panda. So, you know, if you're a panda fan, come on out to that Chinese table.
Love it.
Okay, cool. All right, we only have 1 minute left. So Tamara, let's review, okay? Date, time, location, and who can come?
And where do you want them to register if they're able to ahead of time?
Sure. Well, registration is on wpsu.org/festival, or just go to the wpsu.org and you will see it at the front of the page. It is Saturday, April 6th. from 10:30 to 2:30 at the State College Area High School. You can park behind the school or across the street in the north building, and you can enter either the front or back inside of the building, and people will show you where you need to go. Registration is appreciated but not required. Come on out.
And again, originally it was about kids. If somebody's listening, they don't have kids, they can still come, right?
Absolutely. You will have such a good time, even if you don't have kids. Come and watch the performances. Eat some great food. Some of the food trucks are going to be international foods. So, yeah, come on out.
Well, Tamara, we're out of time, but good luck with the event. Again, not this weekend, but next weekend, April 6th. Sounds still terrific. And thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Appreciate them. Yeah, folks, I look forward to that.
And I tell you what, if you've got kids, take kids to that thing.
Yep,
that is a real learning experience.
It is.
It really is.
Learning experience, but a ton of fun. I mean,